This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Ed Smith.
Joining me on the phone is Cheryl Ann Diotto. Good morning, Cheryl Ann.
Good morning. How are you today?
Great, great. And we've got you on the phone. You are the principal now over at Our Lady of Mercy High School on Blossom Road, right?
I certainly am. I was the dean at the middle school for 3 years here at Mercy, and I just was officially appointed a few weeks ago. But since July 1st, I've been interim principal, so I'm really excited to be the permanent principal now, as I am an alum, a class of 1993, so I am back home, I say.
Well, congratulations on actually officially getting that position, and that's great. You're an alum, too, so you've been through the program. And what brought you back to it?
You know, I worked in the city school district for 20 years, and I have an administrative degree, and the position suddenly came up in the middle school, and I applied, and I was happy to apply to my alma mater and be back in an all-girls environment, and so here I am.
Well, very nice. Well, I'm sure that they're happy to have you back home because you understand the mission over there. You know, it's a unique position that you're in. It's a Catholic school. It's an all-girls school, high school, correct?
So it is an all-girls school, grades 6 through 12. And so that's how I was able to be in the middle school. And so it's really wonderful to have an all-girls experience at the middle school age, 6 through 12, as it is a time for middle schoolers in 6th, 7th, and 8th graders, especially young women, to start developing who they are and understanding who they are and building relationships. Middle school can be an awfully tough time in a young person's life, and especially for young girls. So it's really important for us at the middle school level to teach how to have an empowered voice, how to advocate for oneself, and start to really enhance that building of self-confidence at the middle school age so that when they get into high school, they're able to really develop some enhanced leadership skills. We say that leadership here begins in the sixth grade with beginning with those advocacy, problem-solving skills using those I statements. Whether it's building relationships with other people or advocating for themselves academically or on the sports field or in performing arts. So we say that leadership is forever here at Mercy and extends out into their future post-secondarily and into careers.
And that's, you know, that's critical, I think, right now. You know, we're seeing a lot of need for new leaders to come up in our younger generation, and especially here in the Rochester area, and you guys are trying to prepare these young women to fulfill those roles, which is great.
Yes, absolutely. And so at the high school level, it's more purposeful in their specific coursework. So in ninth grade, they take a leadership class, and so it's a transition class from middle school to high school. But developing and understanding what is a servant leader, what are the skills to be a great leader. And then at the 10th grade year, students can actually almost like it's a major. It's called Leadership Distinction Program. And so all of our classes build in leadership skills for students. And so the difference between taking the Leadership Distinction Program and just having the regular coursework is at the end in their senior year, they take leadership seminar class. And then they also have an internship their senior year to get them into fields or careers that they might be interested in. But again, it's building those leadership skills throughout and looking at what is leadership in relationship to our core values of the Sisters of Mercy of hospitality, compassionate care, respect for all, and then building on our critical concerns, which we focus on in the things that we do in our classrooms, which is women, nonviolence, racism, immigration, and the earth. And so those skills that we think about leaders in relation to those values and our critical concerns are present in our academic program from 6 through 12.
And are you seeing an increase, Dr. Cheryl Ann Diotto? We're speaking with Dr. Cheryl Ann Diotto from Our Ladies of Mercy. Are you guys seeing an increase in parents that want a different education for their children?
You know, we have seen because we do offer different perspective, especially through COVID. You know, the COVID pandemic and the after the pandemic results have been really difficult for young people because they were in isolation for so long. And they had various learning that they were experiencing, whether it was hybrid, asynchronous, or synchronous learning. And it put them in a difficult position. And so we do see, you know, in education in general now, and with young adolescents, we see an increase in mental health challenges and various learning challenges, because sometimes the gaps in learning, especially in numeracy and literacy, math and English, have deepened because of the different learning that they were taking on. And so we provide a good structure program here that addresses some of those gaps in learning and helps students get into a routine. And we also have, we're very aware of the social emotional needs of young women. We have dedicated school counselors at the high school and at the middle school. But we work on trying to make sure that we have an understanding of what some of the mental health challenges are, or the learning challenges are. We have a wellness center that is facilitated by our school counselors. And so that gives the girls an opportunity, if they feel like they're anxious or uncomfortable about something, they can pop into the wellness center during the day to take a break and try to regroup or refocus themselves for the rest of the day. And so, you know, there are different things that we are able to address because we have this environment of all women trying to create this community of one, whether it's in the middle school or at the high school level.
And are you, do you think there are more challenges or more benefits in having that all, you know, girl community there? To me, it sounds like more benefit, but...
Absolutely. I really see the benefits of the all-girls education, because we say that, you know, the captains of our teams are young women. The directors of our plays are young women in the classroom. And the girls even say this. They feel confident to be able to ask questions and to not feel like a question is maybe a question to ask. Don't have the distractions of boys being around. I just know for myself, going through Mercy and then going on to the University of Rochester and being in my classroom too, is being able to feel confident that, you know, I can ask good questions too, and I have this knowledge. It's helped me to be the leader that I am today. It was my education here at Mercy that developed me as a strong woman, and I can see it already in the young women that are coming from the middle school into the high school.
And that's, you know, that's so important. We hear, sadly, in the news, so many stories, you know, especially with social media now, being so critical and so difficult for children and young folks, in particular women, to deal with. So that supportive environment is almost, it sounds like it's almost an oasis for them to get away from it and be able to focus on their education.
Absolutely. And we do have, you know, a off and away cell phone policy. But like every, you know, adolescent is experiencing, the social media aspect of life is so integral to what they do every day, and just trying to help our students understand the importance of being authentic and true to themselves, and trying not to involve themselves in situations that will put them, you know, in a bad place or impact them socially or emotionally. It's really teaching them that understanding, but it's very difficult for not only young women, but young men too today, to navigate those spaces and places with social media, because it is such an integral part of their lives. And I feel like with the pandemic, it became even more integrally part of their lives, because they were on one-to-ones through their schools, but the only way they could really talk or see their friends was through FaceTime or doing Snapchat and Instagram. That was there was their communication because no one could see each other. So it has become so much a part of their culture, but then teaching them how to navigate that social media culture so that it is more positive than negative to their development is really important.
Certainly. So, I've got a 2.5-year-old at home, and I dread the day that he tells me he wants some kind of social media handle, you know?
Yes, right. Exactly.
So if somebody's listening and they're thinking about the fall and everything, and maybe they've got a kid that's in public school now, do you have folks that transition from public school to your school? How does that typically work as far as the process goes?
Mm-hmm. Yes, we absolutely do. We actually have students here from 40 different towns, and so we have an admissions process that happens. They can come for a tour or visit. We have upcoming entrance exams on April 15th and May 6th, and we have seen a large influx of public school students because we do have smaller class size, and again, it's more of a supportive, intimate environment for learning that encourages confidence and learning. So through our website on the admissions page, people can go on for inquiry and to sign up for tours or visits or even start the application. And again, we have entrance exams scheduled for April 15th and May 6th.
And again, we are speaking with Dr. Cheryl Ann Diotto from the Our Ladies of Mercy School, right down the road from the radio station here, actually on Blossom in the city of Rochester, Brighton area there. And I'm wondering, you kind of touched on this earlier with the pandemic changing education, and there was that hybrid learning. Are you guys doing hybrid, or are you doing full back in the classroom in-person learning?
Right. So we are full in-person learning, and we started with pledge and prayer in the morning and went on to our classes, had advisement where they could take a break with lunch, et cetera, et cetera. And so it was really wonderful. We didn't miss a beat when we closed on that March 13th. We thought we were going to be home for 2 weeks, and then it ended up being several months. But our girls were able to see their teachers every single day through Google Meet, and then we had some hybrid in the high school the year after. The middle school moved over to Mercy East on East Avenue, where we had in-person learning. But we have found that the in-person learning is really the way to engage students and help them with their routines. And so currently we are just an in-person learning environment for our students.
You know, we keep hearing that over and over. I've got coworkers that have school-age kids and stuff, and that in-person it seems to be so critical, and understandably so, when you're in-person with your classmates and your teachers and everything. And just wondering, too, as far as community outreach, we've talked a lot about, helping the young women develop leadership skills and engage in their community. Do you guys have some community outreach scheduled? Or?
Absolutely. So actually, in our middle school, our students do ministry days, and each grade level does 3 ministry days every year. And actually, the 8th graders went on a ministry day yesterday. And so they go to about 10 or so different agencies in our community, and they work on whatever community service project that agency needs, like Food Link or going to schools to read to children or going to nursing homes. And so it's a great opportunity for the girls to actually reflect on their service and how does that impact them, and actually even maybe have an experience that really impacted them that might be something that they want to pursue in the future. And we say a lot of the community service that our students do end up into their capstone senior project, which is called Motto Project, and actually our seniors will be presenting their projects tomorrow at school. And so much of their ministry and community service is played out in their senior capstone project, their Motto Project. So that's middle school, and then at the high school we have a Mercy Service, and so there's every week there's a different service projects going on. Again, visiting different agencies, visiting Bethany House. And so community service is a core value of what we do here at Mercy. And in the fall, we have Spirit Day. Yes, it's a great fun day, but the students collect cans in the high school for area food shelters. The girls collected over 41,000 cans this year, and then the middle school collected 1,700 pairs of socks for House of Mercy.
Oh my gosh, yes, and we've worked with House of Mercy over the years. I know they do a great job down there helping out people that really are in dire need, and being able to give back like that, that's a beautiful thing.
It is. It really is. So, and then we have Golden Mass in December, where the girls are partnered with families in the Rochester community, and they, you know, buy Christmas presents and food and all kinds of stuff to help others have a Christmas, and they deliver those Christmas baskets to those families' homes, and we're able to experience that time with them. And so that's at in December. This year, March is Mission Month every year here at Mercy, and we are raising money for the Ugandan Water Project. And so we've had different outreach days and raise money for that project at the end of the month. So it's really, it's never a dull moment here, and we call March Madness because there's always something going on here, especially that supports our community.
That's fantastic. Yeah, March Madness in a little bit different way for sure, back in our community, not the ball or basketball way. But I'm wondering too, if somebody's listening, do you have volunteers that come in too, or is it mostly just your staff?
No, so we ask for parent volunteers to come in to help with various projects. We do have other volunteers that come in, like, for example, today, this week, we've been celebrating our Critical Concerns Week, and each grade level has a different one of our critical concerns that they're focusing on. And today, our students had people from the community come in on a panel to talk about racism, and there was a panel for immigration today that people from the community came in to talk about also. And so we do have volunteers, not only our parents, but other community members when we need to focus on ministry and other aspects of our core values that bring that experience to our students. Last week, we had Career Day, and so we had alum come in and talk about their careers with middle school and high school students. And for the high schoolers, they were able to hear presentations from our alum that are either work in our community in Rochester or work in different states across our nation. And so they were able to expand on their careers and how they got into their careers with our students. So yes, we have an open community. We call ourselves the Circle of Mercy, and the Circle of Mercy is very large. We have a great network of alum, but also agencies and other community organizations that partner with us to create this Circle of Mercy.
I love it. Circle of Mercy. I'm going to remember that term now. But if somebody, you know, they have kids that are at grade school level or grandkids that are grade school level, if they're interested and having them go for a tour and learn more about Mercy, what's the best way? Website or phone number?
It is the website, actually, mercyhs.com/admissions. And so it really is that, and our website is very comprehensive, and there's an admissions tab at the top that they can click on and find out more information, but also then look at our program of study, look at what we do culturally here with our different events and our traditions that have been going on since 1928. And that's the beauty of Mercy. Traditions that I had when I was here are still going on today. And so that's another great way that we're all connected as our alumni network. So yes, going on at mercyhs.com/admissions is a way to get in touch with us. And you can also call our main number at 585-288-7120. And our main office can get you to the admissions office.
Perfect. No, that's great. Sounds like you guys have a lot of March Madness and great community things going on. Appreciate your time this morning.
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you for having me on, and I appreciate your time.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ, DJRO Broadcasting.